The Chronicles of Dragon, Terror at the Temple, Book 3, Volume 3, Prologue. The Dracus, big, silent, deadly. Phineas, the acolyte of Barnabas, had never seen or imagined anything like them. Men with dragon parts grafted onto their bodies by magi. Scales, talons, and another one with wings. Not just any men, but fighting men. Men of skill and cunning. And they had something cornered. A dragon, of all things. They'd trapped a yellow-streaked dragon inside the mouth of a large cave. It was bigger than any one man, slender, and about 15 feet in length. Its spiked tail whipped out like the head of a snake, taking out one Dracus's legs. In an instant, the Dracus was back on his feet, charging. The dragon breathed a plume of white ash, engulfing the dragon man. The Dracus turned stiff as stone where he stood. A Dracus caught the dragon across the nose with his club as another Dracus jumped onto its neck. Only a fool would wrestle a dragon, but the Dracus were unrelenting, fearless. The yellow-streaked dragon bit one on the arm, clawed another on the face. But he was young and confined to a tight space. The fourth Dracus appeared, the one with the dark wings and a red-scaled face, swinging a club. As the dragon man held the yellow dragon down, the winged Dracus beat it until it fought no more. Phineas had never seen men take a dragon so quickly before, nor with such brutality either.
"What would you have us do now, acolyte Phineas?"
the winged Dracus said. Phineas watched as the other two bound the defenseless dragon's mouth and wings. He could see the look in the dragon's eyes, drained, defeated. That look thrilled him as he walked over and stroked the dragon's dark yellow belly.
Quite the catch. Quite the catch indeed. High Priestess Selene will be pleased with this one.
Fetch a cart while this one thaws,
he said, pointing his finger at a Dracus that was coated in white and perfectly stiff.
And don't touch him.
At that moment, a Dracus touched the coated Dracus and started to freeze.
Either.
Phineas grunted as he turned back toward the Dracus leader.
Fetch the cart while we wait for them both to thaw out.
He shook his head.
Did I tell any of you to touch one another? Huh? Did I? No. You follow orders, explicit orders. Now fetch that cart and the rest of the acolytes, Dragon Man.
As you command,
the Dracus said, ruffling his wings before heading outside of the cave.
You!
He pointed at the last one.
Stay with the dragon. We cannot afford to lose our bait for capturing Nath Dragon.